I took my penis and
put it. So I asked her about your penis.
This one? And I put it in your gas tank.
You put it in my cat's ass? PETA! Immediately PETA! This is a podcast brought to you by us. That's really it. No ads yet.
That's it. That's
we'll
it.
There. This us. Is us. Happy 4th of July.
Podcast. Happy 4th of July too, man.
How did Gigi do, your dog, during all the fireworks?
She was fine when she wasn't outside. Inside, she could barely hear it, so she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, whoa, people are shooting guns. Something. And oh, then yeah. Water outside lost her mind.
Really?
Yeah, she wasn't like barking
at him.
She wasn't barking.
Biting
she was
at him.
Cowering dog. Like it was.
Oh, just shaking.
Yeah, it was.
I wonder
real
what that
sad.
Sounds like to them.
I can't even.
It's like when somebody honks their horn too loud around your grandpa, who was a World War veteran.
I honestly think, like, think about how good their hearing is. It would literally be like if I walked up to you, unannounced, and just yelled as loud as I could, like next to your ear.
Dude, my neighbor had some ones that were just setting off car alarms. It would be like, the response time was honestly hilarious. It'd be like massive. Then a bunch of Kia Forte just losing their goddamn mind.
Should it be legal for a Kia Forte to have a security system? No.
No. No. How do you feel about people that have like the cane that sticks to their wheel? Steering. I almost said driving wheel. Steering wheel. I'm
steering
off.
Wheel. I think if it's a 96 Toyota Camry, no.
But they're usually on old cars.
What? Oh, right, because the steering wheel doesn't lock.
Yeah, but it's like, what are you going to hotwire it?
Who's going to steal?
If you hotwire a car, you earned it.
100%. Also, if you're going to steal a car, you're going to go to prison. Here's a question. Do you go to prison for longer if you steal a nicer car?
Nah.
So it's the same thing. So if you're going to roll that dice.
I don't know how this works.
If you're going to roll the dice, you're going to roll the dice on a Camry?
I think just something you know.
It might be easier to steal, I guess.
A Camry?
Yeah, then like a
I mean, it's funny if somebody calls the cops. They're like, my 2003 Camrys would be stolen. They're like, good.
It should be stolen.
Yeah, good. Somebody's driving it for once.
I've said this before. You ever see a car that's like really beat to shit that's driving fast?
Yeah.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
They just robbed someone. I love when they have like multiple colored panels. Like the hood is white, the corner is like dark gray, and the back is navy blue.
It's my favorite. It looks like a vision board.
I love it, dude. It's great. Or you see the duct tape window, can't be doing well.
Yeah.
Can't be doing well.
Or they're killing it and they don't give a fuck. That's awesome. I kind of like that.
I don't know about that.
Who's that dude, Warren Buffett?
Yeah.
First of all, is it Buffet or Buffett?
How hungry are you?
Starving.
Buffett.
Always. Buffett. How do you feel about buffets?
Buffett. Buffets?
Yeah. Where there's like crab legs next to brownies.
It's always the shit that I would never get seafood from a buffet, which is what they're kind of known for.
Yep.
But like the pizzas and the random shit, you know, I'll take it. Because you can get Jell-O, you can get pudding and breadsticks. You're like, this is great.
Put it like the dessert section's incredible.
Yeah. The crab legs, it's just like, I don't know. They're just heaps of them.
Yeah. There's people who order seafood at like diners and I'm like, what are you doing? How are you going to Chilean sea bass at IHOP? Don't do that.
Yeah, but you get sirloin steaks from IHOP.
100%.
So where's the cutoff?
It's fish. Fish is weird to me.
Fish sticks?
Fish sticks are not, that's not real fish.
Yeah. That's just not. A mozzarella stick that has frostbite.
Pretty much.
Bars.
Hold on.
Dude,
is a fish stick a mozzarella stick that just went swimming for a little bit? Just say yes.
Yeah, I wine and dined myself the other night.
Oh, hold up.
I was by myself. I had a show in Palm Springs that I thought I was going to go and do a whole thing, like stay out there for the week, do an Airbnb hangout. Nobody wanted to go last second. I was like, I got to work. This is what I get it. I was like, dude, not that many people want to go to Palm Springs when it's 112 degrees outside. So I was like, fuck it, I'll go down there. And then I was like looking up food on the way. I was like, dude, if I'm making this drive there and back in one night, might as well do a little something. Because the pay for the show was decent.
Okay.
And it was at this casino. And I was like,
already a bad start.
That's what I thought. But it's like, it was one of those, you know, when your expectations are so low.
What was it? Fantasy Springs?
I don't know. Rancho Cucamonga or some shit.
It's not a
Rancho
place.
Mirage, Agua Caliente. It was.
Did you just say water hot?
I think it was Agua.
It wasn't Agua.
Agua Caliente. I'm going to stop before I get canceled. But one of these, it was one of those.
Agua Caliente.
Agua Caliente.
That's not real.
And it's in Rancho Mirage.
Yeah, I was getting close.
You did really well. I thought you were fucking around.
You thought I was just stereotyping?
Yeah, but you did great. Hold on. So
Biblioteca Agua. No, Rancho Cucamonga Mirage
Rancho Mirage.
Toyota-thon.
They also have one.
Isn't
in
it always Toyota-thon?
Always. There's not a month for... First of all, what heck of no truck one else
month?
Cook it?
What month is truck month? It's got to be July.
It's got to be August.
Why
I
August?
I have no idea.
August is back to school.
No, at the end. How sad was that?
Back to school. When you, during summer and Target puts up the back to school. It's like, bitch, it's August 2nd. Chill out.
I just heard about scary Sundays.
What is that?
Did you know this existed?
Sunday scaries?
Sunday scaries. That's it.
It's just essentially being hungover on a Sunday.
Oh, no. The way it was pitched to me was Sunday scaries was because the moment you realize you have to go back to work on Monday. And I'm like, God, that's sad.
Yeah, you have the scaries because you're like, oh, I'm hungover, I have anxiety, I'm terrified.
Oh, I didn't know the hungover was involved in that.
Yeah, just a normal Sunday. You're like, oh, man.
I just thought it was like, fuck, I gotta go back to work.
Isn't it crazy? August is a month long of Sundays.
Is the what?
Is a month long of Sundays. Think about it.
Sundays, hold on.
Think about it. Feeling is all of August. You're like, not for us because we're not in school, but everyone else who's...
Oh!
Because they're like, I got school next month. Now I got school it. Month. Because it's like, Sundays are a free day, but you have that hinkering thought. Big word for me.
Hinkering, I don't know if that's the word you want.
And moving on. And what does hinkering mean?
I don't know. No, are you thinking of lingering?
I think you're thinking hankering.
Or lingering?
What's hinkering?
Hinkering is not in the English language. Hinker?
Yeah, hinkering, Tinkerbell? Not a word.
Tinkerbell was hot, and I don't care what you say.
Well, I think the FBI has something to say about
that. No, Julia Roberts was Tinkerbell.
Whatever you need to tell yourself at night. But is it hankering?
No, that's not a word.
It's hankering.
Hankering is a yearning for something or to do something.
Hankering is.
Long, yeah, hankering.
Hankering. Hankering's not a thing.
What's funny is I don't even think that word fits even if it was the right word.
No, I think you were thinking of lingering, a lingering thought. Nah.
I think it's lingering.
I don't even know what I'm saying. But you have that thought in the back of your head. You're like, yo, Sunday, shit's happening tomorrow. Yeah. That's all of August.
Yeah. Yeah,
in the middle of summer right now.
Awful.
Are you enjoying? What do you mean awful? Enjoy it. Are you enjoying this? You have a pretty festive summer shirt on right now,
dude. I've been really. Thank you so much. I've been the last month. I've been like, hey man, let's do hobbies.
Yes.
Let's do, dude. I've been going. Golf. I've been going to the driving range, and like even when I'm like, I have an hour before. I just finished editing. I have an hour before a thing. I've been going to the driving range. I mean, scheduling the driving range.
Bitch, like, I went boogie boarding on Saturday.
You didn't say that.
Bitch, I went boogie boarding on Saturday.
I love it. We're both doing real
living
things.
We're living it.
Real things.
We was at the beach. This guy goes, you want a drink? And I'm like, nah, man, I'm good. And then I go,
fuck
yeah!
It. Dude, fuck
Let
it.
Let me get a drink.
Fuck it. Dude, I smoked a cigar last night. Who?
Really?
Me.
Dude, I have some cigars. Fuck it. You want to have a cigar night?
I would... Please,
Let's
man.
Let's quit this podcast.
No, please. Can we please?
Yeah.
I love it.
Right?
Do you play poker? I forget.
I can.
Would you?
Sure.
I'm trying to get a poker night together. Gabe, do you play? Or you're an addict?
I'd do it.
I don't really know how to play poker.
Oh, okay. So I'll definitely take your money. This is good.
I'm out. Anyways.
No. All right, whatever. Poker night for the boys.
Poker night.
Cigars? That's what you use the new studio
cigars.
For.
Cigars. Or this boys. Old one. Hot box it.
Burn it.
Down deposit. Gone. Hey. Rancho Caliente.
Yep.
Hot water. How are you going to name your fucking casino hot water?
Have you ever been to Palm Springs? That's all it is.
That's funny.
Hot
yes.
water.
It is. People live
what
there.
Are people, don't people say that? You're in hot water?
Yes, mm-hmm. When you're in trouble.
Thin ice.
Thin ice. I love when you get to a position where your parents are like, hey, do this. And you're like, no. Like when you have your first job and you have like a little bit of money and you're like, I don't need you anymore. That's such a fun experience. When your parents are like, you're like, no, or I
Did
don't
you ever
do
see that.
That
tweet from 50 Cent? It's about his mom telling him to like take out the trash or something. Mm-mm. Or like do the dishes. Can you see if you find that game? But he's like, man, fuck you. I'm famous. I'm 50 Cent. And his mom's like, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, the mom thing's kind of wild. Like you can't, like you came out of her vagina. Like she can tell you to take the trash.
Oh yeah. Do my dad, I thought I always had been paying. I thought my parents always paid for my phone bill. My dad hit me with an invoice from 2019.
Funny.
3 years invoices me for 3 years of phone bill.
So what, he was just waiting for you to have the ability to be able to pay it?
I don't know. But he like,
I don't like it. You know what?
Cease and desist.
You know what? Mr. Wallace, I love you. Don't like that move. Or do I love it?
I mean, I should have been paying. I used to Venmo my mom for my phone bill.
Oh, okay.
And then we would just kind of forget. And my dad tries to swing on me. He's like, it's a tax write-off. I'm like, it's your son. Come on.
What is a tax write-off, and does anyone know what that actually
means? This water bottle? It's anything that goes into a work. A
I know,
work.
But it's not 100%. It's not like if you spend $100 in your car, then you take $100 over taxes. So what's the conversion rate? Is it even worth it?
A lot of time, it's definitely worth it.
Oh.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy once you dabble into that side of the realm.
50 Cent, he said, August 26, 2010, he said, I can't believe my grandmother's making me take out the garbage. I'm rich. Fuck this. I'm going home. I don't need this shit.
Heater.
I mean, you're so, first of all, so rich. Like, 2010, when was that? When is fucking Dietrich
rich? Still rich. He's been rich since like 2002.
But when did that album? That was earlier in 2010.
I remember listening
right?
to Many Men on the way to preschool.
Dude, Many Men will make you fight a flagpole.
Many Men.
It will. You'll just meet a flagpole out by the. Why was everyone fighting by the flagpole? Maybe because everyone knew where it was?
Yeah, it's like a Batman signal for sixth graders.
That makes sense.
My God, it's an easy place. It's funny if you're like, let's meet at the maple tree. And they're like, oh, which one? There's seven. I guess we'll find out. Yep. When you get knocked out, you're at the right tree.
God, knocking someone out is the best feeling in the world.
I've never done it.
Just breaking someone's you fucking jaw somebody in your out? Stupid ass face, yelling, I hate you, dad, as you do it.
You've knocked somebody out?
I hit someone in the face with the glass.
What?
Like an idiot.
Like a...
Like a fucking...
Like a Heineken?
Like a glass. Did like it, a beer did it break? Mug. Yeah.
Funny if it doesn't. Did I ever tell you? Did I ever tell you that? One time in my frat, I was hammered and this guy wanted to wrestle and I was blacked out and I grabbed like a glass bottle and I was like, you wanna fucking do this? And I went to hit it and it didn't break. And then I hit it again and then it broke. They're like, Trevor, no. But I was just standing there drunk with a broken glass bottle being like, who wants it? The cops, that's who.
Yeah, prison. For a
long
time.
Funny to not break it though.
Very
That's how
funny.
You know you're about to win a fight.
Yeah, if someone goes, this is not, yeah, I mean.
I tried to break it on the fireplace, didn't work.
How do you not break it on a fireplace?
Pussy.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pussy's so good.
In general?
Just in general. I mean, it is like, it is perfect. I mean, not some aren't, but the majority are, they're just warm apple and they're wet and you just put it in there and you're like, what is this? It's like a sauna.
This is like if an 11th grader had a podcast.
But
like,
I just,
man, this shit is crazy.
But it is. But it, like if
it's
you
like
step,
a slip and slide.
It is a sauna for your
it's
car.
It's like a slip and.
It's a sauna for your car.
Oh, yeah. Sauna.
Yeah, you know, head
Why,
cover.
Other men in it?
Yeah. Hey, hold up. Yes.
Other men
Would
in
you
a towel?
Want to know your girl's number?
I do.
You know it.
I know it. I'm 20.
You're 20?
I'm 20.
Do you think that's a real number?
I think so for her. But here's the problem is sometimes lovely ladies will be like, oh, well, that was a quick one. Or I didn't like him. Don't count it.
Yeah.
So is that a loose 20 or a hard 20?
Loose. That's a loose 20.
Any but in my head, I picture all them in the same weekend. So it's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, here's the thing. I mean, there's probably two or three in the same weekend. Sometimes girls have benders and we're not talking about alcohol. I'm talking about. Cock.
Yeah.
A cock bender.
Hard alcohol, hard cocks.
Yeah.
What do you think? How yes. long do you think it would? Okay. I'm saying if every woman you ever slept with, if was all in the same room at once, like you snapped their fingers and they all popped into
a room.
This,
I need a mansion. Drake, open the door.
Oh, God. All right. So you're in a studio apartment in Temecula. How soon do you think it would take before they all knew what was happening?
I'm trying to think who knows each other that would be in that group of people. Because if everyone doesn't know each other.
Well, they might know each other, but, well, I think
it would take 5 minutes. Because everyone would just show up.
And then
like,
you walk in the door and be like, who wants it?
Here's a good question. Out of everyone that you've ever banged, let's just say you're single. Trevor's girlfriend, I love you. Let's say you're single. How do you think if everyone's in the room, do you think there'd be any one girl that's like, let's do it again? Like, let's go. Or do you think it would, uh-oh. Up, oh, up. The microphone's up.
Yes!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but like, but I mean, like, sure. Like, I don't think it would be like, it's the hottest guy in the world, but they're like, I mean, if I already fucking traveled to this time vortex.
Right.
To be in Studio City.
Right.
Let me get a dabble of cock.
But think about how much you've not talked to them. You know what I mean? I think, I don't know, it would.
I don't know if you know this, but your boy's a TikTok sensation.
That's true.
Goddamn.
Isn't that funny? People getting pussy off TikTok?
People getting TikTok off I can't even talk right now.
I know, but it's just funny. Like, if you just single out TikTok, people are literally doing the Renegade and then getting vagina off Renegade. Like, it's crazy.
Here's this. This is breaking news. I don't know if it's true.
Uh-oh.
I think I saw some Snapchat articles. Speaking of getting fucking cooter off TikTok, Addison Rae's dad cheated on his wife with a TikToker.
No.
Addison Rae's dad was just a dude living.
Uh-huh.
Daughter pops off, gets famous.
Popped
then
off.
Then he's like, hold on. Let me get some of those followers. Oh, hold up. This is clout. Where the hoes at?
Yeah, because is
it popping up again?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, here's something. He's getting vagina essentially off his daughter.
Residual cooter.
Residual cooter. Yeah,
that's not a title.
What the hell's happening?
Yeah, apparently.
Addison Rae's dad under fire after being accused of cheating in viral TikTok videos.
Under fire? He's under cooter. What are you talking about? I mean, he's not a bad looking dude. He doesn't know what the hell's happening, though. Look at him.
Ooh, his. Addison Rae's mom notably erased the word wife from her Instagram bio. Ooh,
wow. She unfollowed him too, which isn't that funny? That's modern day like beef. Like if you take something out of your Instagram bio.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let's read some of this.
Yeah, so wait. Okay. There was a photo today that, let me see if I can get it. Because the
I think the photo's right there.
Is it this one?
No. There's one of the girl and the guy kissing.
Yo, Addison Rae's dad's kind of jacked up. Can you zoom in that picture real quick? His arm's kind of big. And is that the lady?
I'm assuming. It's not really clear from this.
Yeah, it's not clear. Whoa. So you think Addison Rae's dad has got money?
I think the whole family has money. But the thing is like, I think this guy just lived a very normal life. I don't know where the hell they're from. I think they just lived a very normal life. They were just vibing for a while. And then all of a sudden just...
Because Addison Rae just popped off from just, you know, dancing, yeah?
So...
She's not like a singer or anything, right? She's just like a dancing queen.
She's dancing.
Dancing
queen. So here's a photo that the girl who allegedly got into all this with.
Uh-oh.
I know people who know this girl.
Uh-oh, because you're a TikTok sensation.
Yeah.
All right. I got a hankering. Give it to me.
I got a hankering. So it gets kind of messy. The girl posts this on her story this morning.
I'm so excited.
So this is a text from the dude, right? This
Who,
is
the dad?
The dude's name is Monty.
Whose name? Addison Rae's dad is named Monty? Monty. He's getting pussy off of fucking Monopoly guy's money?
Monty. Monty Ellis.
Is that him, Ellis?
No, I just, there's a Post Malone song that I remember from years ago. But so he texts the girl this, and this is a whole screenshot. It's really weird, right? Right? He goes, this is what he's, it's honestly really cringy. This is what the guy says to the girl. Monty goes, it's about to get really weird. The girl goes, how so? And then he just goes, fires off. This is words from Monty, allegedly screenshot. We don't know if this is true.
Allegedly.
Not a TikTok beef guy.
Allegedly.
But if it gets the clicks, here we go. He said, but we're going to write you in. This will not make sense in the beginning. What is your favorite brands? Pause. Or like a, what is it called? Indent. Do not do anything dramatic or quit your job if you get paparazzi'd, play stupid. The longer we hold back, the bigger the checks. Please be the queen of my empire. We talking jet money. I love you.
Sir, I don't get what's happening right
He's
now.
He's essentially like hitting this girl up like, hey, just act, play dumb. Please don't
right.
look, paparazzi's gonna come, they're gonna try and get at you. Just play dumb, play innocent. And then he's pretty much saying, like, we can hold off and like release a big story and we'll write you in so you can get clout or notability off this.
This is just worded really like cryptically. But
he's typing like he's doing tech support.
But we're going to write you in.
I don't think anybody heard that.
But we're going to write
you
in.
Tech support? Funny.
Tech support.
He's writing like he's in tech support.
Yeah. He's like, I will give you, you can be the queen of my empire. What empire? The clout house?
Your name is Monty. Do we forget that?
But so here's the photo of her and all. So she posts this screenshot, right?
Yeah,
she posts this screenshot.
I mean, which is, can we pause here? Wild.
It's like, it always stirs it up. And then she posts that screenshot and then follows up with this kissing photo.
That's him. How you gonna get pecked down wearing sunglasses? Monty?
But look at this hand placement. Hold up.
Oh, hey!
I don't know.
Let me see.
I hope this photo's leaked because if not, like.
I mean, first of all, he's got big hands.
Well, I'll tell you what else is big. His heart.
I thought you were going to say cock.
It is.
Oh, okay. He looks like a really, he looks like a Uber driver. Like, he looks like a guy that if you ordered Uber Black, he would pick you up.
Yeah.
And he would have too much cologne on, and he'd talk to you about his business about renting snakes.
Oh, my God.
What else? What else? Is there anything else?
No, so those are the two. So this is just happening this morning. The wife takes it out of the bio.
Oh, the wife took wife out of the bio.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and then it looks like Addison unfollowed him.
Whoa.
Your own dad?
But this is funny. There's apparently another video accusing Lopez of infidelity that surfaced online. It's
Who's
taken
Lopez?
From Monty.
Monty? Okay.
Taken from a deleted account. It shows a young woman in a nightclub saying, "Addison Rae's dad is trying to fuck me. I swear to God."
One more time.
So this Dude, is
but, oh, all right. So you're Addison Rae. What are you doing? You just disassociating from your family, like your dad?
No. You know what she's doing right now? She's counting checks, because this is a Kardashian move right here. You stir the pot, you stir the pot, you stir the pot, and then you get bags.
How are you making money off this, though?
Because there's so many people talking about this. So all your family, like, the family's already big, but all you
do is... Yeah, but who's going to sponsor this? BetterHelp.com, promo code SOCKS?
People don't care about if anything is good. They just want eyes. So, like, Dove soap is, like, sick, dude. Run it.
You know what's funny is if in an apology letter, somebody snuck an ad in there. They're like, "I've learned so much from everybody. I just want to say I'm becoming a better human, all thanks to BetterHelp.com.
100%.
Use promo code I fucked up.
You know what they're going to start doing, which they might already had? Like in stand-up specials. You don't think fucking Toyota has ever pitched Kevin Hart to write a joke about Toyota? Because if you think they haven't, you're lying. Pepsi, write a joke.
Yeah, but they're so corporate, it has to be like approved. It has to be like
sure.
a clean joke.
Sure.
Like, you ever did intercourse with your girl in the back of a Corolla?
There's so much room. And there's leg room. Yeah.
Yeah.
They love this. They're so happy. Also,
there's no way they're happy.
Sir.
The family's in shambles.
Sir, this is all what they're giving us right now. This is all a reality show. What we're doing right now is the reason that they're doing this.
We fell for the traps.
Of course. Why you
and
think?
And then they're going to drop a new season on Hulu tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Do you understand? How come Kanye always has a meltdown right before his fucking album
drops?
But
here's the thing. You and I, we're both some lads in the industry.
Hey,
how come my managers have never been like, "Hey, go talk shit to Little Huddy today"? Why? I don't know. You got a new tour coming out.
Because, honestly, they're good managers. And they want you to have like a nice, clean brand. Because this is... There could be like an end to this. Like there's not an end goal. What am I talking about? There's like a fall off point for this, right? But if you remain clean out of this all this murky shit, you can have a long term career. These people have no talent, so they have to be like, "Yeah, look at my pussy lips on fucking Nickelodeon, whoopsie daisies," and then all of a sudden they get more deals. What did I just say?
I checked out about a minute ago, but I came in on pussy lips and then heard the word Nickelodeon.
But you know what I mean? Like, oopsie daisies, my areola fell out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the hell is going on, but it's murky waters for Monty.
Murky waters, dude. Murky waters. And if you're Monty, it's like, what's the next play here? I think the next play is to freaking shuffle everything up and then hopefully you get a deal for Kraft singles. There's nothing else.
How?
How is
he's
there not
newly
an app?
Single?
Whoa.
Kraft Singles.
How is there not a dating app called Kraft Singles? What in the fuck?
There is in Wisconsin.
Good joke.
Good joke.
Cheese.
Cheese. Cheese. They put cheese on their head and be like, "Let's go to a football game."
Idiots.
And they can also beat my ass. Please don't come for me.
Oh, yeah.
But it's funny because it's like stories unravel with like little pieces. The internet has to put the pieces together. They're like, "Oh, the mom took out wife to his name, took that out of the bio."
Yeah.
And now the world's like, what's happening?
Yeah, people love a good treasure hunt.
People were yelling at him in his comments, like, "Take out that you're the husband."
Oh, he hasn't taken it out.
No.
Oh.
I mean, he's probably in the state of like, "I don't know what you're talking about. It was green screen, CGI. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's on my cock.
I tripped."
People said that. People have been like, "I tripped and fell in her cooter." Dead serious. They've said that to their girlfriend or wife.
Oh my God, dude. I saw an article that I have to bring up. Also, I want to try this thing. I saw on TikTok. Speaking of TikTok.
TikTok?
Monty's numbers probably booming.
Whoa.
Also, yeah. I mean, if you're Addison Rae, what are you in the group chat? What are you saying? You done goof, dad? I don't know. But also, I saw on TikTok. Have you ever seen on TikTok where somebody puts like noise canceling headphones on and then they guess what the other person's saying?
I've heard of this. I haven't seen it.
Right, I really want to try it. So I'm going to have you put these on. Okay. I'll blast some fucking Skrillex 2015 style. And then I'm going to say some things, see if you can hear it. But first, I have to pull this article up. Somebody sent me this, and it couldn't be more of a Stiff Socks article. Listen to this headline.
Give it to me.
Man shot his male doctor after he made him come during a prostate exam.
I saw this article, and I think someone sent it to me, too.
Guess what city it's in? Count of three. One, Florida. Two, three. Jacksonville.
Fuck.
Jacksonville, sorry. Florida, baby. So here's more of the details. A 56-year-old man from Florida shot his doctor twice in the chest. Okay. Close range. Hold up. For giving him an orgasm during a prostate exam. Milo Johannesson fled the state of Florida on the day of the incident, which took place on August 22nd. Luckily, the doctor survived the gunshot wounds.
Hilarious.
That
you
is...
ever come so hard you shoot your doctor?
We shot the doctor twice. Come blue, shot.
Blue chew twice.
That's crazy. He's like, all right, we need to do a prostate exam. He's like, hold on. What the fuck? What the fuck? God damn.
Yeah. I mean.
Marietta, where's my 22? That's crazy. I mean, that doctor's good at his job.
Yeah, because I bet you he didn't even try.
Bring him in.
I bet you he didn't even try. Two fingers in the ass, come.
That's crazy. That Yelp review is probably like 3 stars. 3, he made me come. Also 3, I had to shoot him.
Also, I'm doing 5 stars. If a doctor made me come, do you think, first of all, for him to be that good, he's got a line. ZocDoc, no appointments available.
ZocDoc?
Yeah, it's a ZocDoc. You get appointments. That's how you schedule appointments for the doctors.
Sock talk.
Sock talk. I mean, literally,
that's
no appointments.
Crazy.
You go, I'd like to see the finger doctor. And he goes, who? The guy's going to make me come.
Yeah, ET what? Phone home. I know where home is.
Give it to me.
Dark place.
I'm going to call him on the ground. You think my ground in my office is
so
bad?
That's so crazy. That's the wildest post net regret ever.
Yeah. I mean, you ever post net regret so bad you shoot your doctor? I mean, that's crazy.
I bet the doctor probably looked at him eye to eye. I was like, I understand.
Oh, he knew exactly. This is not the first time this doctor has been shot because of this. He got cummed on. Shot twice. Three times.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-oh.
He had to go home, divorce his wife, and then get the gun and be like, it's for the best of us.
Wow. I mean, on the ground. Right on the ground. Very similar to my office.
I think they got a lot of pent-up aggression to hit the G-spot and really just relieve everything.
Oh, yeah. Or he just didn't, like, I mean, it changes his whole life. I mean, it did, because he's going to go to prison for a long time. But yeah, I mean, that doctor can finger.
Wow.
The wife is like, yes, he's a doctor. Twice.
The wife is like, when's my appointment?
100%.
Yeah.
Do women have butt G-spots? Do you think I could have worded that better? But we got the anal G-spot.
Yeah.
Do women got 2 G-spots? Because what the fuck?
I can't find the first one.
Dude, first of all, women got 2 tits and 2 G-spots? I ain't got no tits and 1 G-spot. What the hell?
Upgrade.
Please.
Go to Tesla. Upgrade.
Apple 2.0. Gabe, do they got the butt G-spots like the men's?
They do sort of, but I don't know if it is the same.
Same thing?
Correct, yes. I'm trying to find out.
How deep is the male G-spot? Is it pretty deep?
Is it pretty deep?
Nah.
Nah.
I don't know if I've ever
like
got my
ankle deep.
That's pretty deep.
Nah, we're standing flat ground, 2 inches. Inch? What is that?
Pretty deep.
I
come
salute.
Here. Pretty deep in
wow.
there.
Do you want to try this thing?
Yes, I 100% do.
Oh, we're going to find the G-spot?
I would love to try to find the G-spot, but I'd like to do this. What is this called? What are these? No, headphones. Headphone thing, music.
Headphone thing. Would you want to try it first? I'll put it on and I'll just blast some music and then you can say whatever you want to me and then I'll like guess if I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I'm into it.
I sit by myself.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hold on. Noise canceling.
All right. Don't cheat.
Who am I? Monty?
Don't cheat. Whoa.
Is it on? Is it on? Is it on? Wait.
Hey.
Wait, hold on. All right. Hold on.
Just put on headphones right now. They're on. He's fine. Noise canceling. What are you playing?
All right. I can't hear anything.
What are you playing?
All right. One more knock. All right.
What are you playing?
Are we going?
What song are you playing right now?
This is great. Dude, this feels like, you know, when you pat your head and rub your stomach?
Yeah.
It's hard. All right. Hold on. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2. Wait, hold up. Go for it.
Your mom's hot.
Is your mom hot?
Close.
Yes.
All right. Your dad took me to the whiskey bar and he fingered me. What I said? What a,
yesterday? Dude, this is hard. Say it slower.
Okay. Your dad took me.
Do I like head? Yeah, I'm down. Yeah, I'll take it. Are you about to give it? Is Gabe saying shit?
No. All right. I took a bag of bumblebees and I put them inside your asshole.
Something inside of my asshole. I had to get the asshole part.
Yeah.
Oh, I know when somebody's mouthing the words asshole.
I took your cousin to the Bronx Zoo and I fingered her behind the hippopotamus exhibit.
Something on a bar stool yesterday.
That one wasn't very close.
This is so hard. What?
Since gas prices are so high.
Asperger's? Michael!
No, I said...
I got it.
Since gas prices are so high, I took my penis and put
it... So ask her about your penis.
There's one. And I put it in your gas tank.
You put it in my cat's ass? PETA! Immediately PETA! How the hell? Are we still talking about bar stools?
Oh my God. All right, should we go again? One more?
One more. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. That is so funny. All right. You ready? For your birthday, I bought you an Anthony Hardaway jersey. And instead of giving it to you, I gave it to your mom. And it was too big, so I saw her areolas. It was too big, so I saw her areolas.
That was a whole soliloquy. I might need just a story. I would, or what? Just, give me a sentence.
I did.
But like in a
short
a,
one.
A small in a, one. In a, okay, one no. Like less than a fortune cookie.
Okay. And whoa. Okay. I jerked off in your high school bathroom.
You took your shoe off your mouth. That would check out. I put a shoe in my mouth.
Oh.
All right. What did you actually say?
I said I jerked off in your high school bathroom.
I think what was interesting about this, what I learned, is that you were able to get penis flawlessly and asshole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your boy knows how to mouth those words. I've been at many of a concert before. Penis! Penis!
Oh,
no,
my
I'm not an asshole!
God. Oh, give me a headache. Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, dude.
All right, let me see how tough it is. I think it's going to be so easy.
Put these bitches on. Right here.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I can't hear shit.
Good?
Yeah.
Gigi is fat.
Chuck E. Cheese fast?
If Chuck E. Cheese was fast, it'd be hilarious. Close. Your girl is at an NFL game.
You go to mobile and instead.
I'm having an affair with your sister.
You're having a feeling of fish.
Fish.
Pussy.
There we go.
Pussy. Okay.
All right. Red Rover, send Charles over.
Red Rover, send something over.
Wow.
Did I get that?
Yeah, you got everything but the something. I said Charles.
Oh, am I yelling?
No. No, it's good. Okay. No, people at home love it.
Okay. People who like feet are disgusting. Fuck you. Got him.
How did you get
got
that?
Got him.
Right, wow. Let me try one.
It's so on.
That's not what I said. My penis smells like Gouda cheese.
My penis is bigger than something. Lipstick? My penis is bigger than a lipstick? No.
I said, my penis, I don't even know what I said.
My penis is bigger than Gouda cheese.
That wasn't bad. Lipstick?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so loud in here.
It's really loud in there.
Oh my God.
It's like a nightclub in there.
Well, dude, was I yelling the whole time?
No, really? You're very reasonable.
No, I felt like I was yelling.
Should we have Gabe do it?
That's a fun game. Gabe, yeah, have Gabe do it. Gabe already has headphones.
You were way better at it than me.
Really? I felt like I was bombing. The first ones was not good. The first ones, I felt like I was bombing. First of all, that song is incredible. I've never heard that song before.
Young Dolph, baby.
I've never heard Lipstick. Oh, maybe that's why I said Lipstick.
Lipstick. It's called Lipstick by Young Dolph. Yeah, yeah. Greatest rapper.
I can't hear anything.
Nothing, dude. You can't hear anything with that on.
Nothing. Ready?
Give it to him.
Pot belly pigs are smelly.
Ba-ba black sheep. Have you any wool?
All right, all right, all right.
With no hesitation.
That was good. All right. I take my penis out in front of your grandma, and she honestly likes it.
Something about a table.
Elvis Presley had a hog.
I fucked Spider-Man. I'm great at this.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man has a small wang.
Something ball sweat.
You know what? Gabe's answers are so
they're quick.
Quick. Okay.
He's just going for it.
Oh, okay. All right,
one all more.
Right. Okay.
Give him one.
Okay. Oh my gosh. All right. People in New Hampshire have the wettest pussies.
People from Amsterdam, something squirrels. How'd I do?
Confidence, 10 out of 10.
I mean, dude, that was impressive, Gabe, how much confidence you had. It was so fast. There was no guessing. Oh my gosh. That was so funny. I fucked Spider-Man and then something, the something about a table killed
something
me.
Something about a table is so funny.
It's that was a long sentence, but I felt that I thought I saw it.
So funny.
Oh my God, what a good idea,
That's
bro.
What it feels like every time I order through a drive-thru. Can I get a double bacon cheeseburger? Did you want eggs? What?
We
don't have
about?
Caesar dressing. Please help.
Goddamn.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Goddamn.
Well, guys.
Oh.
Did you say something about Instagram, too?
Oh, dude. My girl got the freaking funniest DM in the world.
Hold up.
She's doing this new endeavor where she's like, my girl's like making clothes out of like other clothes, and she's like piecing it together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's getting a lot of like weird comments.
Is that essentially recycling?
Yeah, it's called like, it's literally called like recycling, like recycle clothes. I can't remember exactly what it's called.
There's a more glamorous way to say it.
Word. There's some, sounds, yeah. I honestly should know what it's called. That's why I'm like hesitating, because I feel
upcycle.
Bad. Thank you, dude. Upcycle. Genius.
Upcycle. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Smells like upcycle in here.
Funny. Your pussy smells like upcycle?
No, you say, what's upcycle? And I go, I'm not a bicycle.
All right, honestly,
good.
I wish we were on the third floor so I could jump off and go.
We are on the third floor.
Are we?
Yeah.
We are.
Well,
guys, that's my last podcast. This DM said, and I quote, "Hey, I really like your stuff, but you know what I'd like to show you more? My saggy balls." Guys?
He said that or showed them?
No. He said, "I'd like to show you my saggy balls," which is already funny.
Oh, yeah.
But what makes this way better is that his entire account is about his saggy balls. He puts weight.
Legally?
Maybe not legally, but he puts his weight, not his weight, he puts weight on his balls to make them more saggy. He does this every day.
All you gotta do is move to Phoenix.
Sir, you know what we do? You know we go to the gym?
Yeah.
And he doesn't go to the gym. He puts weights on his balls to make them more saggy. And what makes this even better is that his entire brand is about having extremely saggy balls. He has merch. You heard me right. Saggy ball merch. He's like, "Hey, this is not getting enough.
Can we pull it up?"
We can. I don't know if I want to show.
Is it easy to find, like, saggy ball 44?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I think my girl told me what it was, and she said.
You can show me. I just want to see some of the photos.
I will definitely show you.
Promo code socks?
I mean, he honestly has merch. Go ahead. Take a look.
What the fuck?
That's the right reaction. His entire identity is saggy balls.
Are they actually?
I don't know.
He has an OnlyFans, so there's one way to find out.
Do we sign up to see how saggy? I mean, dude, I'm imagining a dodgeball that's deflated times two. Just a regular size hog with two deflated dodgeball balls.
Let me show you this.
What
do you think he's holding in that photo, sir?
Change?
Yeah. I need to change pants after that.
I mean, dude, that's wild. If that's where his balls end.
Oh, I mean, dude, it's.
It's pretty close. I mean,
it's a lot going on.
Yeah. He's also, like, not a bad looking dude.
Does he have gauges in his ears? It seems like a similar vibe to me.
He looks like he would get into fashion.
He has, like, big diamond studded earrings.
Like, it looked like he went to fit him to pitch, like, his fashion design. And then they're like, "What the fuck? You literally can't do this in class." And then he's like, "Y'all don't see the vision." And then he walked out and his balls dragged behind him like a snail.
I wonder if it's bad.
But you know what? I'm glad for people. You know, because, like, usually people would, like, shame you for something like that. But he's like, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to own it. I got my grandpa's testicles at age 22. Fuck it. Turn up."
He's for real hot. I didn't give this account, like, a big look. He's, like, for real
how
hot.
How did he find your girl's page?
I don't know. I think he does fashion. She probably tagged something about fashion in her shit.
He just goes through hashtags daily and it's like Fitspo and he's like, "Here's my cock."
Yes, probably. He's like, literally cool stuff.
I mean, he's got good marketing. We'll be honest.
I mean, this dude.
Did you, like, want to fight the guy or just like, well,
no, I laughed hysterically and I was like, this is going to be podcast content.
True.
I mean, true. Saggy balls. Like, just let's, like, but I do, to your point, I do like him just leaning into it. Being like, this is where I'm at.
You think that there'd be a cooler way to go about it? Like, he does a streetwear brand called, like, SBZ. And you're like, "Oh, what's that?" He's like, "Saggy balls."
Saggy balls. But he doesn't.
What a weird
thing to lean into.
Yeah.
And it's also, he's leaning into it so much that he's putting weights on it to make them bigger. So I guess at some point someone's like, "Yo, you got real saggy balls." And he's like, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to
capitalize."
Capitalize.
He should go down to Venice Beach and show him for like a dollar.
I'd pay a dollar. I'd pay a dollar right now to see him.
There's a guy in Venice. I think he just walks around and is like, "Kick me in the nuts for $5.
Yeah. He has to be wearing a cup, right?
I hope.
He has to be wearing a cup.
I hope.
I really hope. If this dude DMs your girl, how are you feeling?
I would click the page and I'd be like, "All right, I get it. I'm not." But if he's like a buff dude.
Yeah.
And he got like one or two nipple piercings. Nervous.
Here's one more.
This guy
question.
Just seems a little.
Here's one more question. What if you walk in and your girl, and him, and he's plowing it down,
and he lassos me tied down with his balls and goes, "Sit down." I go, "I have no choice."
Yeah.
I'm saying, "Mr. President, whatever you need."
Yeah. I mean, he's literally taking his balls and putting it around your girl. He's hitting your girl doggy style, putting it around your girl, and using
making
his
mimosa
balls
with the right ball
as a diaper.
Damn, this guy's crazy.
I wonder if his balls are big, the actual balls. Saggy, fine. Oh, you think they're huge?
Probably.
Yeah.
What makes him sag? Weight.
But he's put weights on it. Can you imagine putting weights in your balls right now? How much weight, though? Are we talking about like a bass fisherman weight, or are we talking about like an actual fucking weight?
I don't know.
Have you ever been fishing?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Been a few times. One time I went, it was like the creek side. We had like a fake, like a toy fisherman's pole. And the other time I went deep sea fishing at 6 a.m. It was wild.
You did tell me
the
this.
The coolest thing was seeing the sunrise in the morning because the water was like really glassy. And so you like saw it rise at 6 a.m. You're like, yo, what the fuck? It's chill.
There's nothing better than waking up early.
Is there?
Dude, but you wake up at like 5:15, 5:30
what
in the morning.
What the hell? When did you get on your Jack of Willing shit?
Oh, I haven't done this in years. Well, I guess if I'm playing like golf super early or whatever, that's the only time I wake up. But like, you do, you just, I have a sense I'm like, I'm better than everyone.
100%.
So what's that
you do thing? One activity before work and you're like, I'm greater than everybody.
Here's
you like need to let them know. Like, I did a Peloton before coming here.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Validate me.
Please.
Well, we didn't even talk about fucking Joey Chestnut choking a bitch out.
I can't believe he choked somebody out.
What were you going to say real quick? You're like, here's the thing.
Oh, I don't know.
About early mornings.
Oh, the thing I was going to say is it's hilarious because you wake up early, especially with our schedule, right? You wake up early, you do a thing, and then you're like, I can't go to sleep till 1 because I have shows. So then you're just exhausted. By like 4 p.m., you're like, I need to go to sleep. Why do I wake up early?
Yeah, I've tried to be an early guy, but for me, it works to just stay up till like 2 or 3, wake up at 9, and I'm like, that works for me.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok where like it isolates exactly what I'm talking about. It's like this thing where you're like, oh yeah, POV, wake up 4 in the morning, get all this stuff done, da-da-da, and then at 9 p.m., it's just, or 9 a.m., it's just him asleep until fucking the next day.
Yeah.
Like you wake, you're like, cool, I woke up, and now I just harpoon the rest of my day.
Well, for me, it's like, you want to be on the same time schedule as everybody, ideally, because if you wake up too early, then you're just firing off a fuck ton of texts and emails at like 6 a.m. People are like, what the hell? But if you wake up at like 11, like there's been days, mainly when I used to like edit all my own shit, I would be up to like 4 or 5 a.m. trying to get this video out, and then I'd sleep till like noon the next day, and then you wake up at noon, and you're not a human until like 12:45 because you got to get something to eat, get some coffee.
Yeah.
And your phone is just blown up and you're like, what the, I got to respond to all this shit. Then it's just an overwhelming start to your day. So maybe early is nice because then you get a little approach to it.
That's a ramp up. Yeah, it is really, really like overwhelming when I have the best mornings when I do not look at my phone until I have had a cup of coffee and meditated. Then I go to my phone. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to look.
I've done that.
But 9 times out of 10, I go right to my phone to look, and then you just anxiety.
Yeah.
You're like, this
is... Well, your day is now started on that note.
It's
instead
awful.
Of like, let me figure it all out.
It's like going to run a mile before you stretch. Am I a Buddha? Am I a Buddha?
No.
Can you be a Buddha?
Sure.
What am I talking about? A monk. That's what I want.
Monk. They look very comfortable.
God, they look so... You see
Joey Chestnut. Can we talk about this?
Joey Chestnuts. Yeah. The fact that his thing is not Joey Chestnuts is crazy.
I had a dream last night that Johnny Sins followed me on Instagram.
Did you check when you woke up?
I'll check right now. I took melatonin. That's when I usually have weird dreams. Yeah, Johnny Sins was in it. Jonathan, did he follow you? I don't think he has an Instagram.
If he does,
it's massively shadow banned.
We actually need to make a concerted effort to get him on the show. Because we talk about it, we haven't really made
it. It's all that matters. We can have Blake Griffin on, cool. But is it Johnny Sins? That's all we need.
Johnny Sins is the king. The is there anyone else? Who do you think are like, how about this? Before we go into Johnny Chestnut. Before we go into Chestnut. Who would be on the Mount Rushmore of porn? Johnny Sins.
You're talking about for male porn stars or just overall?
For porn in general. Lisa Ann, Johnny Sins. And who was the blonde lady that I cannot remember her name that was actually before Lisa Ann?
She was
a stripper in Vegas. God, what is her name? She was like,
Jenna Jameson?
Thank you.
Jenna Jameson,
Lisa
and
Ann,
then there would be one
Johnny
who like
Sins.
Revolutionized it. And I might go Mia Khalifa just because I feel like she was such a big impact. Or Riley Reid.
I think Riley Reid would be in the running to be like the young one on there. I don't think anyone's on there yet that's running the circuit now.
She's on a Hall of Fame pace.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm sure if we asked Lisa, she'd be like, oh, you're forgetting about so-and-so or him or her.
I think there's got to be one in like the 1920s that was the first one to like shave her cooter and she like Houdini. Revolutionized the world. Huh?
Harry Houdini.
Harry Houdini. His death is, I mean, sucks that he died, but it's kind of funny.
What happened?
He was a dude that like would always allow people to punch him in the stomach as hard as they could.
Oh.
I told you about this. And then one time he was like getting changed in the dressing room and then someone came up and did
when
it.
He wasn't ready, right?
Yeah, and internal bleeding.
Wow.
Yeah, he survived.
Did
like
that person go to jail?
They should have. He probably made him disappear. Guys, comedy podcast.
God damn. But did you see Joey Chestnut choke a dude out?
You told me about this. I have not seen anything.
So Joey Chestnut is the reigning champion of the hot dog eating world. And he's from San Jose. That's like the big claim to fame in San Jose. We got the Sharks, Joey Chestnut, and probably Trevor Wallace.
Yeah.
Somebody had to say it.
Yeah.
I was there for 4 years, 4.5, if you want to be a dick about it. San Jose State, baby. Go Spartans.
Are they the Spartans for real?
Yeah. They got real lazy with it. They're like, what's Michigan State doing? We'll take it.
100%.
What's everyone else doing? We'll take it. There's a video of him. So I guess it's a vegan protester goes to a...
Can Chestnut take a cock in the mouth? The answer is yes. Keep going.
No, but it's he doesn't like launch him down. He's just very persistent.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. They dip him in water first.
I know.
Maybe you got to build my cock.
Disgusting.
I don't think... But you know what's funny is I don't know how much money they make for this.
10 grand.
All right.
The two winners of this contest get 10 grand.
But I think it's
sponsorships?
Right. But I think it's also kind of like the Olympics where they don't make a lot of money in the actual Olympics, but then they get all the sponsorships and they bag out.
Dude, 10 grand?
10 grand.
After taxes, that's like five.
After management agent? Do you think they have an agent? All right. Yeah, I have Hines. A crab leg eating contest.
You didn't
in
hear
Vermont.
What I said. I said, yeah, it's Heinz.
It's funny.
This goddamn podcast. I don't get the validation I need.
I missed it.
No, but yeah, he chokes out a protester.
Yeah, so he was...
still wins the race, allegedly. Still wins.
Apparently, he was on pace to break his own time record. Like this was like one of his most legendary performances of all time, and then he had to stop and choke this guy halfway through.
Do you think other guys see Joey Chestnut that are competing and are like, oh, fuck, there's the GOAT?
100%.
Yeah. Like, well, is that you know when like a young guy on the bench of like the Sixers is like, yo, that's fucking LeBron, dude. It's LeBron, dude.
100%. Yeah.
Guess what second place got on this? He got 63.
Diabetes.
63 what?
He ate 63 hot dogs.
And who, and how did, having
second place got 38. He's like, Lancelot. He's the LeBron of hot dogs.
That's what I'm saying. Like when they see him, are they like, oh fuck.
But yeah. What about, there was an Asian dude who was killing Chestnut for a while. And then he like kind of, who was that?
I don't know. I'll look him up, but you want to watch this video really quick?
I do.
Yeah. Can you full screen that bitch? Yeah. I love the EDM music in the background.
Me
thank
too.
God.
Oh, shit. Oh!
Yes! Dude. Doesn't miss a beat. Oh! Straight to the meat! What does the sign say? Expose?
Expose something Death Star.
Dude, he choked him out fast.
That's what I mean, dude, if you're feeding yourself with pork protein, you're ready to fire off.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
That is literally the most American thing I've ever
that
seen in my entire life.
That guy's been in a bar fighter too. I'll tell you what. Some guy was like, yeah, I bet I can eat more hot dogs. And you...
Wow.
The crowd didn't miss
doesn't
a beat.
Doesn't even react.
Somebody brought cowbells to this event. Where does this take place?
It's Coney Island.
Coney Island. That checks out everything I've ever wondered 100%. About the hot dog eating contest.
Have you ever been to Coney Island?
Yeah.
It is a nightmare.
Yeah.
It is.
That's also where all those viral TikToks from the side talk, I think.
Oh, right.
We live in Coney Island with this dickhead. The funniest clip I've ever seen on TikTok.
That is hilarious. I mean, because I don't even know how I would react. There was no thinking in his world.
All beef.
All beef. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Good for him, man. Like literally. I mean that like there's nothing else that video is July 4th.
That's America right there.
The only thing missing is one firework and one bald eagle.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And then one girl from the UFC that holds the cards up.
Has to. Oh, don't they have? They don't have that, right?
Is there cheerleaders for this?
They should.
Does Joey Chestnut get hoes?
Sir.
No.
Dude, talk about swallowing his cum.
No, there's no
way. Are you kidding
me?
They're like, is that mayonnaise?
Is he like verified or anything?
Dude. He's the best at eating hot dogs.
What else do you think he's good at?
That's what I was saying before. I mean, if he has that much stomach ability, I mean, and he also...
88K, baby.
He also doesn't just eat hot dogs. Like, he's also like the king of like eating crab legs and king of like eating oysters and shit.
You know what's even crazier is people are yelling at him in the comments of his own Instagram. Somebody was like, protester is a real hero, pathetic hot dog inhaler, no respect for you. Protester has my respect for trying to bring awareness to the cruelty in animals. Really, are you proud of yourself eating garbage? Hey.
Whoa, you know what's fucked up? You can't say garbage. That's an animal. It's really fucked up, dude.
It's just so funny because it's hot dogs. You're arguing over hot dogs.
Also, it's not real
meat.
If
it's like veal, you're like, well, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs is a Goodyear tire and a Jolly Rancher smashed together. It's not real stuff.
And somebody who was chewing on some Big Five, I'm like,
it's... Yeah. It's not real meat. It's
That's
not.
Wild thing. They're like on his, like the protester side. Does a protester go to jail for that?
I think so. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like borderline assault, maybe.
Yeah, or like there's...
I love his first instinct was like, you're not getting in front. How many titles has he won?
All I know is that guy had a mask on. That might have been Addison Rae's dad. We don't know.
God. What do you do if you're a dad and your daughter's popping on TikTok?
I'm getting in the background. I'm getting a deal.
Yeah,
what am I going to let... Dude, because the thing is like, once you get to a certain level as a kid, like the parents don't run the household anymore. So, like, I'm trying to get some money to remain powerful in the household.
50 Cent tweet, but flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
Dad, can you go to Subway and get me a footlong? Baby, can you have a car? Do you want to be verified?
Yeah, also.
On Cash App or not, Monty?
I pay for this house, so go get me shit.
Really true.
I mean,
it's got to be terrifying. Like, think about that. You lived an entire life. You went through your entire being like an adult. You raised the kids. You're used to just like standard 9 to 5 hours. You're used to like, this is my salary. All of a sudden, you quit your job. You move to LA. You're in a modern mansion. All of a sudden, you're at One Oak doing key bumps off a Tesla key.
Yeah. Sounds great. What's wrong with that?
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, you see why this guy slips up. He's a guy who never had like this clout, and you give it to him and you're like,
that's why every politician, right before you run, you should be able to, how many hoes have you got? 6. Get the fuck out of here. I want a dude who's got 67 hoes before they can run.
Really?
Because
I don't think so. Those dudes aren't making a rational decision.
No, but I think they actually are because they're not making decisions based on vagina. These dudes who are gross that are politicians who are disgusting, who's never got any hoes the rest of their lives, then all of a sudden they get power, then they make freaking vagina decisions.
Can I bring this up? This is real quick, Gabe. I know this episode's really long. We went to you ever been to Nobu in Malibu?
I don't know, but if that's not on a Drake lyric,
it is.
It is?
Eating crab out of Malibu and Nobu.
Great. Okay.
It's literally in a song. It's not a full song. But it's so the life hack there is like, you know, the reservations, you got to book months and months in advance, but they have a bar off to the right.
Yeah.
That's just you walk up. You don't got to wait for anything. So like, oh, let's just go down to the bar. It's a lovely day. It was, July 4th weekend. What the fuck? And we're going there and then do work in there. I was like, oh, yo, I can give me a little bit. I'll get you guys an actual table. And we sit next to this one table and it was one of those, you ever just see a group of people, you're like, I need to know what's going on.
Yes.
Everybody there was iced the fuck out, hoes galore. Half the people had like accents, like British and Australian.
Hot.
And we ended up making friends with them. They're actually really dope. And the main dude fucking iced out head to toe. First thing I overhear him say is like, I think I'm getting tired of the Ferrari. I don't know what to trade it in for. Keep in mind, this guy's probably our age. He's like,
wow.
He's like, iced the fuck out. And he's in an argument with his girl. And like, but like jokingly. And then the girl's like, I flew all the way out here for him. And he's still following all these hoes on Instagram. And then he's like, babe, it was a friend of mine. It was a friend. And she goes, well, maybe I should follow Meek Mill back. And then we look up Meek Mill. And Meek Mill's following this girl, but she's not following Meek Mill. Terrifying. If I'm the dude, I'm tripping. The dude who made Dreams and Nightmares, I had to shine like this, just to grind like that. But
no.
That is the anthem
for
I'm going to leave my partner.
Yes.
You put that on after you about to get some cooter or some dickonomous.
Dude, but that's how the world works.
Maybe I should follow Meek Mill back. I'm kidding.
No, you're not, though. No, you're not. Wow. You're not kidding. Wow.
Put on back to back. Drake, back to back.
Let me smell your cooter. Does it smell like Meek Mill?
Damn. That line alone. He like laughed. He's like, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, he's crying.
Fuck.
Oh, he went to the bathroom, took a keybone off the Tesla key.
It was just like the most LA. I felt like we were like front row at a reality show.
Yeah.
Everything they were saying was just gems on gems.
I'm going to follow Meek Mill back. Dude, I couldn't be with someone like that. They're constantly like looking for something better. Like that would make me so uneasy the entire time.
It was just like your classic, like they were the most LA group. And we actually like ended up bonding with them. It was funny, but. Like,
who was the dude? Was he?
We don't know.
Was he like found was he American? Or was he accented up too?
No, he was out here.
Oh, okay.
We like found his account. We asked how they met. They're like, oh, he's a club promoter and she lives in Australia. I don't know. She had like a decent amount of followers. She was like, she almost had like a mill or something.
Wow.
But I don't know. I don't know what it's from. We didn't really want to ask. Like, what's going on here? But,
I would want the dude from TikTok to go up and be like, hey, come here. Ask them what's happening. Ask them how they got this money. I'm always fascinated by that.
Yeah.
How did this happen?
But again, it's just, I'm trying to think of other things I said, but it was just so, it was just everything was an LA conversation. It was wild.
Yeah, I think most people that think how LA works, they think it's like that. 100%. And that, but that is a percentage of people. But majority of people aren't like that. But when you, that only
but when
happens.
When it happens, yes. Oh, it happens. Yes, it happens. We were all just like talking to each other casually, but then overhearing that. You ever just like, you're like looking at somebody, but your left ear is open to them? I mean, it was just so funny. It was just straight gems.
Iced out though?
Iced. God. He had the fucking AP watch.
Wow.
What is that?
Yeah, AP.
Something good. I'm not
it's
even.
It's AP.
But I used to fuck out. Then he had a chain on. He drove a Ferrari. I'm like, what the hell going on?
Are you
on?
Driving a Ferrari? No.
No. No, dude. Have you ever sat in one? The seats are. It's like not a day-to-day car. You like sit in it and you're like, it's not.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Hey, I'll meet you at the golf course. No, I can't. My golf clubs don't fit. What are you going to do?
Like if you have one, great for the weekends, but it's I don't know, I just couldn't imagine. And especially like you're all like, hey, let's all meet up at Nobu. Like, oh well, you can drive half a person.
Yeah, you barely can fit in there. Me, yeah. I fit in there comfortably.
I don't know. Should we do some sock talk?
Let's do some sock talk.
Yeah. We have a sock talk. We have a submission here from Noah. And Noah says, I live in Pismo Beach and we have a nude party beach near us called Pirate's Cove.
Oh shit. Hardy har har, give me that cooter.
Let me walk the plank.
One day I was down there chilling, and this guy was on the outs with his friend group. He was a little chubbier and quiet. So I pulled him aside and I said, send me $50 on Venmo and I'll get a group of college girls to hype you up in front of the boys. He sent that shit super fast. I then went to a group of girls and told them what was up, and they could get $10 a piece for just giving him a few compliments. They agreed, and I stayed in contact with them for a while. Fast forward 3 years, and I have a Rolodex of Cal Poly girls who have made hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars per summer by simply being smoke shows that walk by college dudes who need some clout. Meanwhile, I've racked up a cool $12,000 as the middleman.
Oh,
damn.
So
that's like
so,
polite pimping.
Mm-hmm. Exactly what it is. Yeah.
Could be a good title.
So, yeah. So all it is, so walk me through this. Maybe I don't fully understand it. So all it is essentially a dude who's down and out. And who needs, so he has like six girls walk up to him like, hey man, you do have a big cock. And then he feels better.
But in
better.
Front of the boys? It sounds like they're hyping the dude up in front of the other dudes.
So could, like, oh, yeah. But no, but you guys are fine, but he's the hot one.
For me, I'd be like, okay, cool. Now what? Are you, Anthony, you going to do anything with that? Or are you just going to take that validation and be like, we're good?
I think it's just that. I think it's just you get clout points because hot women are saying that you're hot or something. Is that what this is?
That's what he's saying, at least for the first time of it. But I also wonder if it's more like if you're like hanging out with like a mixed group, like guys and girls, and like you're the least hot one out of all your friends, but then like some other girls come up and start complimenting you, maybe it makes you look better in front of the rest of the group.
Dude, I will say that would for real work. Every single time I've ever been to like a bar or a club when I was single and I went with one of my friends who was a girl, son, there's no better wingman than a woman.
Oh, yeah, because then that kind of lets the guard down to other women around being
of
like,
course.
Oh, they're talking to him. He must be normal.
He must be normal. But also,
there's nothing,
like,
what
is no, no, go.
I was saying, there's nothing more intimidating to a group of girls than like a group of guys. Just like,
oh, yeah.
Just on there, like looking around, like, should we hit the lap? Hey, what are you fucking?
Yeah.
It's like three guys start talking, then like the other two guys were kind of shy on the intro. So they're just in the back, like,
yeah.
Yeah, I agree with him. Yeah. Yeah, we're all Capricorns. What? You like candy corn? Yeah, it's, but I do feel that. But every girl's like, I'm the best wingman. It's like, yeah, well, essentially what you're doing is you're just letting everyone else know. You're like, hey, this guy is
safe.
Safe.
Because that's the main thing. It's like, because that's what's so scary about a group of dudes. Like, where's the safety here? Mm-hmm. But if you have one dude, a couple dudes, whatever, with a lady, immediately the girl's like, oh, I don't trust it 100%, but I trust it way more now that there's a woman. Because obviously, they wouldn't be friends with them if they weren't like respectful, if they have manners, like all that kind of stuff. So, but that is the amount of, it's just literally, dude. I mean, dude, your girl winged for me once. And really? It was just, at the restaurant we used to go to? That
Wet?
We
uh-huh. Was it Wet Wet?
Yeah, Wet Wet. So she ruined my life, but yeah.
She winged for Wet Wet. Great bit, though.
Great bit, and it's my merch. So, thank you. Hey.
Residuals.
Hey. How much?
Give me. 69%. Yeah, I was just going to say, when was the last time you ever had to be a wingman? I don't think I've done it in so long.
I have not done it in... But dude, I don't even
remember.
Maybe
I've done it without even, like, knowing. You know? Like for the bachelor party example, like maybe one of the guys was like, yeah, I'm with those dudes over there. Yeah, my buddy like Trevor's over there. If you want to go take 100%. Some shots.
Yep. 100%.
I don't know if I got draw like that. I don't know if I'm Monty Lopez.
I mean, Monty's got, I'd like to, name. Here's the thing, dude. I mean, I just looked, I peeped his hands.
His hands?
I think he's got a hog.
Yeah. I think he got a tube of chorizo down there.
Son, which is verified.
Joey Chestnut might get in there.
If his cock is verified and I'm not verified on TikTok, I'll kill myself. TikTok, verify me.
What is Jay Alvarez known for? Just having a hog?
I mean, did you see that video, dude?
Unfortunately, yeah.
What do you mean, unfortunately? I mean, that was one of the hottest porns I've ever seen in my life. I mean, dude, his baby oil budget alone.
Didn't he use like a tea kettle port on there?
I think he heated it up. I mean, the girl he was with was, I mean, you look at that and you're like, how does a girl like that exist? I mean, definitely wasn't higher than my girlfriend, but how does a girl
that's
like
what
that?
I'm saying. Hold up. Yeah. Should we do a little secret?
Yeah.
Secret sock. We have someone that needs some advice.
Yeah.
So they wanted to submit it anonymously. They said, my wife refuses to give me head. We've been married for over a year now, and every time I ask, she says no without a specific reason. It's not that she isn't into it, or that I'm not clean. She just won't do it. I go down on her all the time. She loves it. What should I do?
Wow, that's a tough cock to swallow, huh? I mean, a real answer is just sit down and you say, like, this is something that really, really, really turns me on. And can we have a discussion on why you don't want to do it? And is there something that I can do to make you want to do it? Is it a clean thing? Or if you get down to the nitty gritty and she's like, it honestly just doesn't do anything for me, and it kind of like grosses me out a bit, then, you know, you might be up a fucking creek with no paddle. But it could be something if you work her, if she talks her way through it, she might be able to find the issue. There was this one time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. That is interesting. Yeah. It sucks because it's just like you have to have like a formal conversation.
But they're married, bro. You got to have a formal conversation. Oh, yeah, wow. They're married, dude.
Damn.
They're married. And I wonder if she did it before. Because of those old joke where it's like, hey, once you get married, there's no head. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not really clear in the message if she used to before and then she just stopped when they got married or what.
Or is there a workaround maybe where he gets to finish in the mouth?
Yeah, or...
He's like, hey, let me finish my mouth. See what?
Yogurt. Or you get petty and...
Stop going down.
Yeah! And then she gets...
No, but then she gets petty and then just gives head to the mailman.
God, the mailman gets... Did I tell you that I have the hottest mailman in the world? Tatted up.
Really?
Putting fucking letters in a goddamn mailbox. Sir, I'll get an OnlyFans. Your ass! Yeah, get an OnlyFans,
you've
sir.
You've got mail. That's what my penis would say.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, there's always that petty move too. If you just like stop going down, then she goes, how come you don't? And you're like, well, this is, you know, it's a one-way street here. Or, you know, I give you give me.
Yeah. Or find something else you like. Yeah. In that. Like, hey, well, if you don't want to do that, is there anything else? Ba, 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 ba.
Right. There's something I can do for you to put you in the mood that makes you want to swallow my cock like Joey Chestnut. I can't believe his last name is Nut.
Chess.
Chestnut.
Chestnut.
Also, here's the funny thing. We named the nuts, and we looked at a nut, and we go, that's a chestnut.
Peanut.
Peanut's hilarious.
Why isn't it an almond nut?
Is it not? Is an almond not a nut?
It's a nut, but we don't say it after.
Is that the only? No, pistachio.
Walnut?
Pistachio?
Pistachio nut?
But it's, no, it's not pistachio nut, it's pistachio.
Can I get a couple pistachio nuts?
Yeah, that sounds more correct than an almond nut.
Oh, right, right.
I can't believe there's those restaurants where you used to throw peanuts on the ground. That's a whole thing. So
I think it's kind of cool.
It's hilarious, though.
I'd have a restaurant where you throw your cell phone on the ground.
Yourself or cell phone?
Cell phone.
Might be a liability. But or here's what you do. You open up a screen repair shop to, next to it.
Uh-huh.
Marketing.
Almonds aren't nuts.
What the fuck?
What are they? Legumes?
They're hard-shelled fruit.
Shut the fuck up.
Hard-shelled fruit?
Yeah. They're a droop. A droop.
So you're saying they could be in Fruit Ninja?
Yeah.
Wow. And almond do kind of taste a little sweet. If you think about it. Like a bit.
Yeah.
A bit sweet. Anyway.
Well.
Is that a podcast?
That is a podcast.
That is a podcast. Dude, we ran so over.
So long. Gabe. Oh, this goes out tomorrow. I'm sorry, Gabe.
It's okay.
Gabe's furious.
I get to enjoy it all over again here in about an hour and a half.
Oh, that's a great way to look at
that
it.
That is. Glass half full, Gabe. Well, should we give him the reminder?
Reminder.
Dude, we got a reminder, okay? We got a Patreon. 4 extra episodes, ad-free, drops every Friday. We have crazy freaking episodes like we interviewed Gabe. We interviewed Trev's girlfriend. We interviewed a girl that I did the coitus with. So it's incredible. How do you get it? I'll tell you. Go on patreon.com/tipsockspod. You get access to Discord, all that kind of cool stuff for only $5 a month. So definitely do that. We also have Stiff Socks Plus, which is only available to Apple, and that is just the bonus episodes if you guys just want that. It does not give you the Discord or the video version. It just gives you the audio, but if you guys want to do that, definitely do that as well. And that's just on Apple, the Apple app. Cool.
And if this episode wasn't long enough, dude, let's just play a little clip from last week, a little freebie, a little cherry on top. Here's a clip from last week's Patreon.
Fancy culture is so stupid to me.
Yeah.
Oh, let me put on a cummerbund. I gotta go to. I'm going to fucking Magic Castle today.
And
tonight,
that's
whatever.
One in Hollywood where you gotta dress up.
Yeah, I have to dress up. It's a fucking members only like
yeah, you
magic
get an invite, right?
Like literally like a Magic Castle. There's like a bunch of magicians and you know virgins, and they just.
I
like,
hope you like it because that could
I
be
hope
some,
I do too.
Because that could be one of those things where if you everything somebody does they annoy you, you're just gonna see a guy and be like that's your whole thing. I'd imagine to work there, that's probably like the highest level of magic. So, like, they probably have the best of the biz out there.
I'm hoping. But, like, you know how sometimes, like, there's comedy clubs that are, like, the A clubs in that city? And I was like, oh, that's the best comics. And then you're like, well, not really. So, I'm hoping that, I don't know. Gabe, you said you went, right?
Yeah, I've been. I was a little underwhelmed. But
okay.
I think you going in being not, like, expecting, like, the best thing in the world is probably smart. Cause I like, you know, I've been hearing about it for my whole life. My dad is an amateur magician.
What?
How in the hell have we never talked about this?
Like what type of level? Like walk up to you at a party meeting, pick a card.
No, he'll do like,
pick a card. No wonder you did heroin.
Like once a year, he'll like, get a trick that he'll learn and he'll like put on his hat. He calls himself the amazing Kriskin and he does a magic show.
Kriskin?
Yeah. Kriskin.
All right.
Chris Kinn?
This went from me making fun of you to me be, like, that's the cutest thing ever. He has to put on his hat.
He's got a hat and a little, like, he's got a little
like a
outfit.
Vest?
Yeah, he's got a vest.
What is it about a vest that makes you magic?
That and, like, a leather wristband.
Yeah, it makes a cooter disappear. They ain't fucking for nothing.
God.
Can you imagine? Pick a card, any card. Where are my kids?
But, yeah, anyway, so the Magic Castle, like, I just thought it was, I was expecting so much from it. I was expecting like Disneyland level, like production value, and the building itself is kind of shitty.
Oh, really?
Does that make sense?
It's so wild though, because it's so hard to get in. If you make a place that hard to get in, I mean, you better get a blowjob at the start.
From who?
I'll make your cum disappear.
What did rabbits do to get pulled out of a hat? I think that soundbite is the most like accurate representation of this podcast. What I'll make your cum disappear. What did rabbits do to disappear?
That's a really good question.
What's a funnier animal to pull out of your hat? Because rabbits, emu. I'm like, oh, it feels bad. Well, what
a
about
golden,
like that
a
size?
Golden doodle?
Golden doodle.
What about a dead fish? Just pull out a striped bass.
You know what's crazy is there's so many TikTok magicians that now just show the trick. And I'm like mad that I watch.
Me too.
Because it's so much of it is just an illusion.
Yeah.
Oh, it was you just put it behind your ear. You didn't make it disappear. They always have like a ball. Like, wait, here's two balls. Now here's three. Why is my cock talking?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
What, life?
It just in general, but like magic. I don't know.
What's Magic the Gathering?
It's a, what is it? It's a magic card game,
yeah,
right?
I think it's a card game.
Oh, dude, I went to, my girl is such a nerd, bro. I literally went to a thing with my girl in LA called Nerd Night. Yeah, Nerd Night.
What is that?
I'll explain it. The concept is actually pretty cool. I went there because I, you know, whatever, love. And there's a lot of things you go, why'd you do that? And you, when you get down to it, you go, love. Love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what Nerd Night is there's three performers. There's three, like, essentially TED Talks. It's, like, whatever you're super passionate about or, like, an expert at. So, like, the first dude went and just talked about Guinness Book of World Records, like, the ones that have recently broken and, like, the weirdest ones or whatever. Dude, there was one. It's actually pretty cool, dude. There's one that he was talking about the most balloons broken with your butt and a chair in 30 seconds.
How many?
45. And what was cool is we in the room, we blew up a bunch of balloons and we tried to break the record.
How many did you get?
It was kind of cool. They had a person volunteer, whatever. I think, like, for real, I think I got like 8.
Where is this? Like, what? Like, what is it?
It was at the lodge.
YMCA?
No, LACMA? The lodge, the lodge that you do Comedy Central shit there.
Oh,
yeah.
So, what is just a bunch of people to talk about random shit and then try it?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people like buy tickets like and talk about like.
Is like, it like that big where people like know about it?
Dog, it's everywhere. Like they did like a history of like their Nerd Nights before they actually started the talks. They're like in every city, like they're in Germany, like they're fucking everywhere. I didn't know about it because I actually get pussy, but like, but like they're everywhere.
Hilarious, you would sit up and like 45 balloons. You're like, yeah, cool. How many condoms have you ever blown up though, huh?
No, but that was really cool. And the middle talk was fire. They were just talking about how there is so much homosexuality in. The chimpanzee land. I'm messing up all the vernacular here, but like in chimps, like bonobos and all that kind of stuff.
Bonobos.
Yeah, and this woman went through it, bro. Like all these lot of like lesbians. It was tight
for monkeys.
Yeah, they were getting.
That's what she's passionate about.
Oh, son, give it to me.
No. Let me see your record.
Oh, right.
You study bonobos, fucking.
Right. Let me tell you something. In the way she was dressed, I wouldn't be surprised at all. She had these giant moon boots on.
Moon boots?
Yeah, moon boots and like a glitter dress that was kind of too small.
So what are the type of the people that are at this event?
You know. Just imagine your head and yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And
picture like Comic-Con without the costumes.
Correct. Literally. Everyone's wearing glasses. Everyone was like super supportive, really nice. The reason I'm bringing up any of this is because the last dude that talked about like the start of D&D. And he had like 30 minutes on
D&D?
It.
D&D?
Dungeons and Dragons. Like the whole history of it. He's like a dungeon master. Mm-hmm. What are they called?
That's got a cult. I said Magic the Gathering. I'm putting two pieces together.
Yeah, sorry. I'm bringing it all home here.
Yeah.
Really, really fascinating. This guy was like wasted on stage talking about D&D. Really fascinating.
He was wasted?
Wait, dude, everyone was drinking.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. People were hammered.
Oh.
Hammered face. Oh.
I want to bring this up. I thought this was really funny.
Give it to me.
A friend of my girlfriend, I don't know why I blanked for so long, got a random text from this dude like last weekend.
Uh-oh.
He's like, hey, you want to talk? They start talking on the phone, right? And this dude's married, right? And they're talking on the phone for like, you know, it's been like 20, 30 minutes.
Too long.
And she goes, so what did you call for? And he goes, well, my wife and I agreed that once a year I get a hall pass.
I love this.
And she was the girl.
And if you like that, go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod to sign up for the Patreon, or go on Stiff Socks Plus on Apple and sign up there. Guys, love you. Peace. Goodbye.